Can we just set the scene? Tasmanian Election Inquiry 2018 is pretty self-explanatory what you are. It's 3 months since the state election. Does this start gestating the day after the election? It's taken 3 months for you to be announced as a group. Is that a longer time than we might have suspected, given how antagonistic you are about the result of the state election? And I don't know why I'm looking at you, Amanda, but...
Well, can I just come in there and say we're not antagonistic about the result of the state election. We're antagonistic about the way the result was reached. It's a democracy. We don't take up arms because we're not happy about the result of the election. We deal with it in a public forum like this, but we're most unhappy about the Liberals' conduct before and during the election campaign.
Yes, and the ultimate goal, if you like, of the group is to what? What would you like to see happen then?
Well, yesterday we launched our campaign to obtain answers from the Hodgman government relating to a series of events that occurred before and during the election campaign. And in summary, they related to secret announcements, secret arrangements and secret deals. And we want an explanation from the government as exactly how that all came about.
Let's just play from the ABC's election night coverage. This is Julie Collins and Nick McKean, part of the panel that were broadcast around Tasmania. Let's have a listen to this.
We have seen one of the biggest political heists in Australia's history playing out in broad daylight before our very eyes. It's been an unprecedented spend by the Liberals, and I've got no doubt Tasmanians would like to know how many millions have been donated in either direct donations or in-kind advertising support from the Pokies Barons into the Liberal Party's coffers.
I have never seen expenditure like this before. I've been involved in campaigns since 1988. I have never seen this type of expenditure. I think we were outspent 10 to 1.
That's taken off the ABC's television election night coverage. What you can't see, because this is radio, was Erica Bett sitting alongside Julie Collins, which was quite entertaining at the time. That's the thrust. That's the impetus behind your group.
That's right, Chris. And Tasmanians are deeply concerned about the conduct of the Liberal Party. And I think Liberal members and voters should be concerned as well, because they've seen their party be bought by vested interests. I mean, Tasmania has one of the most celebrated democratic institutions in the world with Hare Clark system, and we have seen it being rorted by having the weakest donation laws in the country. And this has got to stop. We need the Premier to come clean and tell us who funded this election, who bought this election for them, because at the moment we are operating under a cloud of corruption.
So, again, the question I asked Roland just a moment ago too. So what is the goal? Is it an inquiry? Is it a written explanation from the Premier? And can I say we have asked the Premier to come on this morning? He's got the Prime Minister in the state, so he's obviously otherwise occupied, but the invitation is out there for him to come on and talk about this as well. So what would you like to see happen?
Well, we've given a letter to the Premier, and we sent it to all MPs in the government yesterday at our press conference. We're a non-party political organisation, and we are basically demanding answers about who he received money from, who the Liberal Party received money from, how much they received, and we want this money disclosed now. We want a review of these weakest in the country donation laws. We want answers specifically on many issues as well. For instance, secrecy around the 1.3 million fish, salmon that died in fish farms in Macquarie Harbour, which is adjacent to a World Heritage area. We want to know about the watering down of the gun laws that we only found out because of a whistleblower the day before the election. And we want to know where the money came from to fund this unprecedented spend that Tasmanians are really concerned about.
And I've read your letter, of course, and it's the timing of those announcements about fish numbers, fish stocking numbers in Macquarie Harbour, announcement of the gum laws that concerns you, isn't it? It's the timing much as the content.
Yeah. The secrecy.
It's the secrecy, and in particular, one thing that's come out in the last 10 days has been that the Premier, on the same day that the Police Minister wrote to the Firearm Consultation Group, the Premier offered $59,000 to the Sporting Shooters Association. This is a group that describes itself as being in a powerful financial position, has a $20 million a year revenue base, is associated and linked with the NRA in America, has in the past received funding from the NRA, and the Premier, to our astonishment, has offered them $59,000 in secret, and it concerns us greatly. Now, the budget is introduced into Parliament today, and we will be saying that in relation to this particular spending item, this government has no mandate to pass a budget that allows $59,000 to go to the Sporting Shooters, and the same with the $6.8 million over 4 years to the Tasmanian Hospitality Association, because that was a secret as well.
Just to expand on that $59,000, it does. I've got a copy of the letter here. It does go to a new national standard sporting clay target system. Now, I read that as a grant for a piece of machinery, basically. I don't quite understand that, and maybe you know better than I do. But it did sound like it was a specific something to help them achieve Sporting Shooters national standards rather than just put this in your bank.
Well, if it is a simple offer of a piece of equipment or a standard operating arrangement for clay target shooting, what's the secret? Why wasn't this revealed as part of the government's policy before the election? And with all of the gun law changes they proposed, including backing away from the National Firearms Agreement, planning to make Category C guns available again and bring in silencers and weaken their storage laws, all of these things were secret. And how can you have a free and fair election when the government is keeping its policies secret and only disclosing them to interest groups? It has all of the hallmarks of buying votes.